Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Under the Microscope, Advanced Level.
欢迎大家回到闲话美国挑战吧。So we're going to continue with the topic of university.
Yeah.
Last time we talked about all these basics.
Yeah, the dormitory and all stuff like that.
How about we start with the big question? How much does it cost?
Do you really want to know?
I'm a little bit scared, but let's dive into it. First of all, you have public and private universities, right?
Yes, we do. So we have what we'd call state schools and private schools. So in general, public or state schools are cheaper than private schools.
Is it a lot cheaper?
That is a lot more complicated than it seems.
Okay, so can you give us some examples, like actual numbers?
Well, let's focus on just public schools for now. In America, public schools are at the state level. So each state has their own public school. And if you're a resident of that state, you pay what's called in-state tuition, basically a local
tuition. A local tuition.
So let's take a famous school that many of you may know, like University of California, Berkeley.
UC Berkeley, okay.
Very famous school. So if you're from California, if you're a California resident...UC Berkeley costs $5,721 per term.
Per term. So a year, that would be you have to double it.
Yes. But if you are not from California, so if you're like me, who's from Washington, the cost of going to UC Berkeley would be $20,217 per term.
Wow, that would make it $40,000 per year.
That's right.
That's almost close to the average income.
Right. So myself or a Chinese person would pay the same price going to UC Berkeley because we're not from California.
Oh, so they don't have international tuition. They only have in-state, out-of-state.
Correct.
What about private universities? Are they... I can't imagine them being even more expensive than that or much more expensive than that.
You'd be wrong.
Okay. Scare me.
So...A school like Stanford, which is also in California, big fancy school, is $50,000 a year.
$50,000. Wow. Okay, I'm doing the math right now in my head. That's only the tuition.
That is just tuition and fees. It does not include accommodation.
Okay, so here is the question. If this is the exemplary tuition fee for American universities, both state and private, and then if you compare that with the average income in America...How can people afford it? If they cannot afford it, what would they do?
Well, in short, they can't afford it. So they borrow money from the banks or from the government to pay for it.
Ah, so it's similar in the UK. In the UK, the student loan interest, I think it's fixed at around 1.5%, which is very low. And I heard in America that's not the case.
Yeah, they're so lucky. Currently, the US government loans are 5 to 7% interest.
Wow, 5 to 7%. Then for 4 years university, if you cannot pay it back, that's going to be a lot of interest. That's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, there are a lot of American students who graduate tens of thousands of dollars in debt.
And is it at least fixed? So when you go in, for example, 5%, it will stay 5%?
Usually it's fixed to the year you got the loan.So if you got the loan at 5% and later they change the rules, your loan stays 5%.
Okay.
But any new loans will be at the higher rate.
Oh, the changes. Is it still going up?
Last time I checked, it is.
Well, how can people even afford education?
They can't.
And for those people who are brave enough to finish their university degree, first university degree, and then if they want to go into post-grad education, does that cost even more?
A little bit. For if you're just getting a master's degree, it's a little bit more expensive. But if you're going into more of the professional schools like medical school, law school, or business school,
it's
a lot more.
It's a fortune, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that based on experiences from my friends. That's a lot of money. So essentially, if you go through the system and you don't have family money for it, and you just basically getting deeper and deeper into student loan.
Yeah, that happens.
And how long in general does it take for people to pay back?
Well, the government loans are designed to be repaid in 10 years.
What if you can't?
Then it will take more than 10 years.
Okay. All right. So does that mean that when you start working, they will just take it out of your pay?
It is possible, but that normally doesn't happen. The government loans, there you can work with the government to come up with a payment schedule that is more suitable for you.
Mm.
The bank loans are much more vicious.
It just sounds like a lot of debt. Then at least you're getting an education. I think that's most people think. So nowadays in America, with a university degree, does that mean a lot?
It still does. University graduates do have a higher employment rate than non-university graduates.
Mm-hmm.
Most jobs do require the degree. Their salaries are slightly higher, but in a lot of cases, especially in more technical fields, science fields, a bachelor's degree usually isn't enough.
Oh, so you have to go higher.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, what is the percentage of Americans that actually have a bachelor's degree or up?
Slightly more than a third.
Okay, so one third of the country have bachelor's degree or up.
Yeah, the adult population.
Mm-hmm. Then talking about employment or unemployment rate for university graduates, it seems that people who are in certain majors, they are having a hard time finding job. For example, you constantly hear jokes about English literature major having a hard time finding job.
Right. Well, the students who have the highest potential would be STEM majors, so science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Oh, STEM, STEM.
Yeah.
Mm. What if you study history or arts?
Well, I became a teacher, and I studied history. So there are paths, but most likely, if you're going to study a non-STEM, you're going to be moving into a field that has nothing to do with your degree, and you might have to do more learning in order to be more marketable for a company.
I think it's roughly the same in China. We do have a similar situation going on. And, you know, in China, we also hear the whole thing about schools in general, universities in general in the West. It's easier to get in, but it's more difficult to graduate. So do all people who go into the universities graduate?
Definitely not. There's quite a few students who do not complete their studies.
What is the percentage?
Most schools have a completion rate between 60 and 70%.
60 to 70%, as low as that?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty low, because for Chinese universities, generally over 95% completion rate.
For America, there's several reasons for this. Well, the biggest reason is most students just quit, because the university life is just not suitable for them.
Mm-hmm. I guess money is also an issue.
Money is also a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just run out, can't afford it, they can't go.
But one more question, though. Do American parents help at all?
Some do. This will depend on family background, family income, and all that stuff. But yes, family do help when they can, but not all families. It just depends.
Mm. So it's not a must.
Not a must.
Mm. So that's what we have to say about American universities. And I'm sure some of our listeners have been to American universities or are looking to get into American universities.
Yeah, so we'd like to hear about your experiences with American universities, either applying or studying there. Leave us a message in the comments.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.